With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A man armed with guns and knives stormed the lobby outside the White House Correspondents Association dinner last night, attended by President Trump. He shot a Secret Service man before being subdued. The president is fine. He was rushed off the stage, and afterwards he talked about it to the media.
In light of this evening's events, I ask that all Americans recommit with their hearts in resolving our difference peacefully. We have to resolve our differences.
The armed man was a guest at the hotel where the dinner is being held. He's due in court tomorrow. The Secret Service agent who was shot was wearing body armor and did not suffer life-threatening injuries. Authorities say he has been treated and released from the hospital. The Trump administration is sending mixed messages about when gas prices will ultimately drop. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more on that.
Trump cabinet member Chris Wright said this week that gas prices might not drop below $3 a gallon until next year. But President Trump told the Hill newspaper that his energy secretary was totally wrong. The next day, Secretary Wright was asked about his prediction during congressional testimony.
I don't know the future of energy prices. Often I will speculate or look at those things. I would say gasoline prices looks like they peaked about a week or so ago.
The president himself has acknowledged that gas prices could remain high through Election Day in November. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Elsewhere, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the U.S. does not plan a third renewal of a waiver allowing the purchase of Russian oil that is currently at sea. He also told the AP that a renewal of the one-time waiver for Iranian oil at sea is totally off the table. Bessent's statements come as the world is closely watching the war in Iran and global energy markets are concerned. This is SRN News. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom reports that despite some small improvement in recent years, conditions for Christians in Cuba are still bleak. The commission says, quote, the Cuban government maintains its comprehensive legal framework for suppressing freedom of religion or belief, under which religious leaders and communities are continually harassed and threatened. Authorities also reneged on limited relief that was briefly granted to wrongfully imprisoned victims. The commission is calling on the Trump administration to reassign Cuba as a country of particular concern. The Human Rights Campaign is launching a $15 million investment targeting Republicans in battleground districts ahead of the fall's midterm elections. The leading LGBT advocacy group in the U.S. says this will be the most money it has ever spent on a midterm. The campaign comes after years of losses at the ballot box and in the courts for the gay rights movement generally. This is SRN News. If you missed those toys in your cereal boxes, well, we've got some good news for you today.
W.K. Kellogg Company said on Thursday it's including toys with some of its cereals for the first time in more than a decade. Starting April 26, special edition boxes of Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops, Apple Jacks, and Corn Pops will have plastic toys shaped like characters from Disney and Pixar's Toy Story 5. The movie's scheduled to hit theaters in June. Plastic toys used to be a mainstay in cereal boxes, but they've gradually disappeared as manufacturers tried to cut costs and consumers worried about choking and other hazards. Keith Peters reporting.
Members of the Screenwriters Union have ratified a four-year agreement with Hollywood Studios. Union leaders said 90% voted to approve the deal. It ends a surprisingly smooth process compared to the prolonged strike back in 2023. This is SRN News.